Bringing the new Tabua subsea cable to shore here won't be disruptive due to the infrastructure already in place. Australia Connect will deliver the new cable system in collaboration with Google and Sunshine Coast Council by June next year. It'll land at NextDC's SC1 data centre in the Maroochydore CBD and connect the United States and Australia to Fiji. Mayor Rosanna Natoli says the project will offer faster, more resilient internet infrastructure for businesses and puts Maroochydore in the spotlight as one of Australia's fastest growing innovation hubs.
And it says to international businesses, tech industries, that the Sunshine Coast is a great place to invest. And when we're looking at creating an innovation hub in Maroochydore, then this is really good news.
Council hopes the proposed design for the alignment of the reconstructed Moffat Beach seawall will mean the much-loved iconic Norfolk pine trees can be retained. The design first needs to be approved by the state government. The western end of the original seawall was damaged by severe weather 2 years ago, while the middle section was damaged earlier this year, with the new wall set to be wider to meet safety and engineering standards. An application will now be referred to the state government and council's development services to be assessed against the relevant acts and codes. Also making news, a tricky winch operation for the Lifelight Rescue helicopter crew. They were called to a bulk carrier in waters about 8 nautical miles off the Sunshine Coast on Tuesday after a crewman had fallen ill. The man, aged in his 60s, had to be retrieved from the vessel before he was flown to the RBWH in a stable condition. The grass at the Brothers Rugby Club Oval on the grounds of Sunshine Coast Stadium has been left to get a little bit longer ahead of a world record attempt on Friday. That's when local Emmett Ryan will mow the famous oval for around 160 kilometres non-stop. He aims to break a record set there 2 years ago in support of local charity fund Inclusive Kids Fuel for School program, which aims to keep kids connected to their schools with crucial food supplies. And the University of the Sunshine Coast will recognise two outstanding alumni at a special awards ceremony today.